This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
President is arriving in New York City. He's going to the Yankee game tonight, where they honored Charlie Kirk last night. And we are all, of course, still shocked at what occurred and waiting to see if we can find anything on the assassin and any details on all of these things. That is what is happening right now. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Appreciate you being here. A number of lawmakers are reacting to all this. The one thing is they keep saying we live in a time of political violence. I'm sorry, but we don't live in a time of political violence. We live in a time where the left is engaging in political violence. Not both sides and not a time of political violence. The left is engaging in political violence, and the left keeps talking about political violence. So that's what's happening in this country right now, is that the left has, by their rhetoric, they have ratcheted up people who want to kill conservatives, and they've called us every name in the book. And now this is what's happening. It is not both sides, and it is not a culture of violence, and it's not a dark, violent time in America's history. It's a political party that has allowed to itself to be hijacked by people that believe in using abhorrent rhetoric. That includes calling people Nazis and fascists and everything else that then people use to justify assassinating these people for the greater good. And that's what it is. And let's be honest here, because if we're going to fix it, we have to be honest and we have to address it. We can't just pretend like everything's fine. I'm really tired of that. I hate when people are dishonest about things. This is from CBS this morning. Republicans should moderate their language and basically accept responsibility for Kirk's death. This is whoever shot him, that person's going to turn out to not be a Donald Trump supporter and turn out to not be MAGA. I can promise you that with every fiber of my being. Yet, nevertheless, here's CBS. Take a listen.
And as Tony mentioned, not everyone took to his words or his rhetoric. You know, at times, they were offensive to specific communities. But with that said, this is not the time to focus on that. We are focused on this tragedy. Speaking of this tragedy, is this a moment for your party to reflect on political violence? Is it a moment for us to think about the responsibility of our political leaders and their voices and what it does to the masses as they get lost in misinformation or disinformation that turns in and spills into political violence?
I say both parties, you know.
I don't even say parties. I say a nation.
Okay.
And if there's a moment even in time better. We want to look to, and I looked back and I watched this again when Robert F. Kennedy is running and he's in Indianapolis and he just got the news that Martin Luther King was killed. and he has to tell the crowd because we don't have social media at that time. And it was remarkable the words he said. He said, we have to ask as a nation, who are we? And how do we want to move forward? We have watched this political attack on both sides. We watched what happened in Minnesota. We watched what happened to President Trump. We've watched this on both sides. This is not a question about parties. This is a question about nations. We cannot normalize this, but Charlie was not elected. Charlie was not doing something where you would sit there and one party say something wrong. He was honoring. He was doing it on a college where ideas. This is what happened in the 60s. This is a moment in time for this nation to take this time to actually to make a question about all of us.
We don't want to go back to the 60s.
We don't.
That was a more violent period than people recall.
We could talk about the 60s.
But let's understand something. In July of 2022, Whoopi Goldberg erroneously claimed that Charlie Kirk invited neo-Nazis to a Turning Point USA event in Florida. 2 days later, The View had to issue a formal on-air apology after Charlie Kirk's organization threatened to file a defamation suit against them. So this is exactly what I mean. You know, you lie and you say that Charlie Kirk's a Nazi and invites neo-Nazis to come speak, and you call Trump a Nazi, and you keep throwing around the F word, fascist. And then when violence occurs, you then turn around and go, both sides have to tone down their rhetoric. Both sides need to turn down their rhetoric? So I'm sorry, but it's not both sides. And I'm just not going to play that politically correct game. I'm not going to do it. Yeah, like this guy, and I played this clip earlier, but I'm going to play it again. Charlie Kirk, and this guy comes up to him and starts yelling that he's a racist and a horrible person. But what? How's he a racist? Again, how is he a racist? Give some examples. How's he a racist? This is cut 24 from one of Charlie Kirk's many appearances on college campuses, where some intolerant person came up to him and started screaming in his face. Take a listen.
You, I hate you.
Would you like to have a substantive conversation? Or
a substantive? No, man. I think you're an asshole.
Would you like to have a conversation?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I don't like you. I think you spread hate. I think you spread bigotry. I think you a lot of people off because you're just an awful person. I don't think you really want to debate because you're just here to people off and energize your crowd of racists.
What have I ever said that's racist?
Oh, what?
Can you name one thing?
I'm Hispanic. Can I support Charlie?
Can you name
Does that mean anything? I think you're just trying to play a game, and I think this is obviously going to be used.
What have I ever said that's hateful?
I just want to hate you. You're awful. Get off my campus.
When have I ever said anything that's hateful? Have a nice day. He can't say anything I've ever said that's racist, because I've never said anything that's racist. That is the American left in one picture, everybody.
Just like he never invited neo-Nazis to come speak at a Turning Point USA event. So that's, you know, what they do. I mean, they poison people's minds with this idea that this is how conservatives are. And it's just not true. How did some Democrats react to this? Well, America's mother-in-law reacted to it by calling for, you guessed it, more gun control legislation, obviously, because that's what we need. More gun control, not more assassination control. More gun control. Cut 19.
What can Congress do about it, Senator?
Well, one thing Congress can do is gun safety. And every time there's a killing, the Republicans say this is not the time to talk about gun safety. And yet we have to. As a nation, we have more gun deaths than most other nations. And we don't keep our children, our friends, our neighbors safe by just putting ordinary gun safety rules in place. You know, I just want to say this coming from Massachusetts. If the rest of the country would just follow the rules we follow in Massachusetts, we could reduce fatalities all over this country. And plenty of people who are hunters and who use guns for sport still have lots of activities in Massachusetts. But at least we make it a little tougher to use guns for harming other human beings.
What do you say to the people who are saying the Democrats need to lower the temperatures?
Oh, talking please.
About things and, you know,
right. Why don't you start with the President of the United States? Right? and every ugly meme he has posted and every ugly word. He is the leader of this nation. And I think that when he's posting things like he did just a couple of days ago, trying to show an entire city on fire and a reference to helicopters and, in effect, throwing people out of helicopters and showing himself as some kind of big chest beating threat, then I just don't want to hear this from the Republicans.
Hunters and sportsmen. That's what people like Elizabeth Warren think the Second Amendment's about. Not protecting yourself from crazy people, but it's for hunting and sport fishing and sport shooting. And not even acknowledging that maybe there's people on the left who might use rhetoric about people that might lead to other people doing horrific, crazy things. Not even acknowledging it, just completely dismissing it. Just completely, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please. Here's AOC lashing out at colleagues that vote against gun control legislation. Again, same thing. This is how they want to deal with it and only how they want to deal with it. Cut 18.
You know, beyond rhetoric, we need to talk about action. And we need to talk about, yes, there are words, but most importantly, we are in a job of leadership. We are in a job of action. We are in a role and a position where the American people are looking to us to do something about this. And every single day, people are dying due to gun violence in America. And every single day, there are people in this building that continue to vote against doing anything. They vote against universal background checks. They continue to support legislation and also remove any way to block the mentally ill, to block extremists, to block people with histories and records of domestic violence from getting guns in their hands. So are we going to do something about this or not? We have a political assassination that happened at the same time as a school shooting where children are dying on the same day, a week after a shooting at a Catholic school where children were gunned down while praying. Are we going to do something, or are we going to argue over rhetoric? That is my question about this. We have to pass gun safety legislation and stop this.
We don't even know if gun safety legislation, as she calls it, would have stopped this in any way, shape, or form. By the way, the United States Naval Academy is on lockdown right now. They don't have any more details about it beyond that, other than it's on lockdown over an unspecified threat. So if there's any updates on that this hour, we'll certainly keep you posted on that. Secretary Marco Rubio said Charlie was someone he got to know quite personally. This is what he said yesterday. Cut 17.
Charlie's someone I've gotten to know personally, and it was just heartbreaking to see. Both stunning and outrageous at the same time. Obviously, I have confidence in our investigators are on the ground. The FBI is the best investigative unit in the world. I spoke to the governor numerous times yesterday in the midst of this, and they're also involved with their state police there. And so I think now we just need to let the investigators do their work. And we know two things for certain, and that is that a great young man is dead and the family's been shattered and that there's no place for this in America. We all know that. All the words are out there, but it's true. Not just outrageous, it's frightening.
Eric Trump asked a really important question. Now, I guess maybe this is what led to MSNBC firing that idiot for suggesting that Charlie Kirk basically brought this on himself by his words. You know, how can you say these things without expecting, without, you know, not expecting something like this is going to happen to you? But where's the accountability from all these other places? And again, I'll remind you that the View erroneously claimed he invited neo-Nazis to a Turning Point USA event. So here's Eric Trump asking this question last night to Sean Hannity. Cut 15.
Love. I mean, kids who were engaged in the political process, who finally wanted to get involved with politics for the first time maybe ever, right? I mean, something that 10 years ago was so dull until my father reinvigorated it. And now you had the next generation, a kid who is 31 years old, who was out there giving it absolutely everything and electrifying these kids. you know, and today he's gone. And it's just it's hard to fathom. We've seen enough death. We've seen enough senseless killings. And Sean, let me leave it with this. I'm sick and tired of seeing the bullets. They're only going one way. Again, first it was my father. Then you saw what they tried to do to Kavanaugh. Then you saw what they did to Steve Scalise. Now they just killed Charlie Kirk. I've gotten more envelopes of white powder, as has Don, as has everybody in our entire family. When does the senseless nonsense stop? And when is there accountability from MSNBC and NBC and everybody else who just fosters this hate every single day, including today, right after that incredible man right there was killed? It's enough.
Thanks to Kate for sending this my way on social media. Kate Collins, our buddy from Breaking 911, the Secret Service and NYPD Counterterrorism Task Force have a manhunt underway for a person who has made threats against President Trump, who is attending tonight's game at Yankee Stadium. The FDNY and the NYPD have issued alerts to their members to use caution. There has been a credible threat received by NYPD of violence against members of the service. Effective immediately, all units in Queens shall adhere to the following directives. And members should be in pairs at all times. Be aware of civilians approaching members in a threatening manner. If there's any doubt as to a civilian's intentions, request an immediate PD response from the dispatcher. Ensure security of the station. All entrance doors are to be closed and locked. Ensure that all station doors remain closed until further notice, unless you are responding to something. And there is a credible threat by a guy who they've identified named William Gladsky. They are looking on the lookout for in New York. So that and the United States Naval Academy is currently under lockdown right now. So. But yeah, look, I mean, I think what Eric Trump said, the bullets are flying one way. And let's not lump Josh Shapiro in with this. What happened to the governor is awful, inexcusable. It's completely horrific. But that was directed at his Jewish faith. That was not directed at his politics. And I mean, it's anti-Semitism is horrific. It's a different kind of track of horrificness from political violence, obviously. I mean, violence in the name of a person's religion is equally as horrific, but it's different than political violence, obviously. And we've been condemning anti-Semitism. And again, it's the kind of thing where you once again, the left with their from the river to the sea and their globalize the intifada and all their other horrific things that they say. Yet somehow Jen Psaki says Trump's Charlie Kirk video that he put out last night is going to be an escalation of the situation. I don't know how you escalate this beyond a guy, an assassin who comes out and, I mean, murders a man in cold blood. But this is what she said last night. Cut 14.
That he put out a 4-minute video, and I'm not going to play the video. I don't want to play the video. But there was a line at the end that I think is I just wanted to raise and read. At the end of this 4-minute video, he says, "For years, those on the radical left have compared wonderful Americans like Charlie to Nazis and the world's most worst mass murderers and criminals. This kind of rhetoric is directly responsible for the terrorism that we're seeing in our country today, and it must stop right now." And obviously, there's a lot of rhetoric that is problematic. A lot of it is coming from one particular side and from one particular building. But what can be done? I fear when this is an escalation already in less than 24 hours of this shooting.
Yeah, I think historically, presidents have looked for opportunities to bring people together. Mm-hmm. You know, right now, we need a president that'll bring the country together and not try to further, you know, divide us.
It's your side that keeps doing this, though, and we need to call out what it is so that we can fix it. And I think you guys on the left should take some responsibility here and say, you know, maybe we should stop calling people Nazis. Maybe we should stop calling them fascists. Maybe we should stop suggesting that the National Guard are fascists and Nazis. And maybe we should stop suggesting that if ICE goes to Chicago, that's the same thing as the Nazis invading Paris. Maybe we should stop with that stuff because we're going to make people think that they're taking out people who are committing unspeakable acts of evil. 24 years ago, President George W. Bush gave the historic Bullhorn speech at Ground Zero. I still, to me, this is still, I think, one of the greatest moments in American history. I still love this moment. You can picture it in your mind exactly as it happened, right? Exactly as it happened 24 years ago. This is cut number six.
I want you all to know that America today is on bended knee in prayer for the people whose lives were lost here, for the workers who work here, for the families who mourn. This nation stands with the good people of New York City and New Jersey and Connecticut as we mourn the loss of thousands of our citizens. I can hear you. I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people. And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Absolutely amazing moment.
The nation sends its love and compassion to everybody who is here. Thank you for your hard work. Thank you for making the nation proud. And may God bless America.
Great stuff. All right, we'll be right back.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Friday. Big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaVeneria, VeneriaDental.com. He's the best. He will give you a beautiful, beautiful smile. So make sure you go see him today, okay? And you'll be very, very happy. with the great work of Dr. Mike Veneria. So President Trump is on his way to the Yankee game. Security there is going to be insane, as you can imagine. And the New York Yankees paid tribute to Charlie Kirk last night, which I thought was really classy by the Yankees. And now the president's going to see them tonight. So that's great. There is a active shooter lockdown at the Naval Academy. We don't have any other details about it right now. But if there's any other details before we get off the air tonight, we'll certainly share them with you. No doubt about that. And we will do that. But look, I think, you know, one of the key things here is that we're all just kind of shocked and stunned by all this. And the sooner that they can announce something regarding this shooter, and hopefully they get this guy alive and in custody. Not that I don't want to see this guy dead, but I want to see this guy alive and in custody. I think somebody sent an email suggesting that he's probably already dead. I hope not, because that'll just fuel conspiracy theories and everything else. So I hope that we'll get some answers. I was really hoping they were going to have a press conference during the show and they could give us some details, but clearly that's not going to happen. So, the sooner we can get answers, the better here. And what Gerald Posner had pointed out earlier today is that investigators have found ammo engraved with expressions of transgender and anti-fascist ideology inside the 30 caliber hunting rifle the assassin left in the woods. It was a spent cartridge in the chamber and three unspent rounds in the magazine, all with wording on them, which was also reported in the Wall Street Journal. Transgender and Antifa ideology, according to sources. Now, it'd be helpful if law enforcement would confirm all those things with us and we could hear that from them. That would be really, really helpful. So apparently he was shot while answering a question about transgender shooters. And one of the questions I have is, did the shooter act alone? Was there anyone in the crowd who signaled to him? There were questions around that. Are they interviewing the person who asked the question to Charlie Kirk? I mean, all these things. I'm going to go, yes, I'm just be nice if we had more updates. I can't believe that it's, 6:35 and we have not had a single update all afternoon. It's amazing to me. It's just amazing. Even just an update just to tell us that they're working on an update would have been helpful. I mean that, really. People are looking for answers and people are clinging to answers and trying to find something. And then they tell us they're going to have it, and then they move it back, and then they move it back, and then all of a sudden it just kind of disappears. So you know what happened on the Capitol floor yesterday. They wanted to do a prayer for – Republicans wanted to do a prayer for Charlie Kirk, and then the Democrats shouted them down. Ilhan Omar, the brother lover, she's disgusting. She went on a tirade against Charlie Kirk today. I'm not going to play it, but it was horrific. Basically saying he doesn't deserve any recognition whatsoever and going on about what a horrible person he is. Anna Paulina Luna spoke to the press on Capitol Hill and talked about the moment on the House floor when they wanted to do a prayer for Charlie Kirk. This is cut number 20.
Obviously, this type of news is something that you just can never anticipate. So the only word I can come up with is heartbreaking, but we're not going to let his legacy be tarnished by this. We're actually going to continue to expand on what he did previously. And as you guys know, I got my start going on these college campus tours, and it's incredibly amazing. I'm not commenting on that. The fact that Democrats were not allowing the speaker to do a moment of prayer is really disgusting. It's really disgusting.
Yeah, it is disgusting. It is disgusting. And then they scream about how Trump needs to bring everybody together. Well, there was a moment to bring everybody together, and the Democrats would not do it. So that's very disheartening, to say the least. Very disheartening, to say the least. But not surprising, though. Not surprising. They hated Charlie Kirk because he was successful. He was successful in changing hearts and minds and winning over young people, and he was successful in getting young people to vote for Donald Trump. And that's why they hate him. That's why they hated him. He was effective. He was really effective. Thousands and thousands of college students would come out at each campus stop. And he was incredibly moving and getting people to come to his side of thinking and then get politically active and engaged. And I don't think there's anybody else. Like, I mean, a friend of mine who's in her 20s said to me, she works at Fox, and she said, I never introduced myself to him formally, but I saw him a lot. And for my generation, he literally was an idol. So if you were in your 20s and you're conservative, Charlie Kirk was an idol for you because you saw what he was able to accomplish, and it was incredibly motivating for you. And then think about how many of those young people might not have voted. Think about how many of those young people might not have voted, and the outcome of the election might have been different too. Because typically young people don't get involved politically, and Charlie Kirk was there to make sure that they did. And so if they didn't, you have to wonder to yourself, all right, well, could the outcome of the election been different? All I know is that Donald Trump is posthumously awarding him the Presidential Medal of Freedom because he believes that Charlie Kirk is worth it and worthy of that. And obviously, Donald Trump truly believes that Charlie Kirk played a massive role in him getting elected and Donald Trump winning the election. So all of those things matter in a big way. So, yeah, I think he deserves an enormous amount of credit for Trump's victory in 2024. Absolutely. No doubt about it. Getting college students organized and then having those college students help get other people organized. Right now in Yankee Stadium, they're showing on Fox News in the Bronx, the Yankees are getting ready to welcome Donald Trump to Yankee Stadium for the 9/11 remembrance tonight. And they'll also be remembering Charlie Kirk as well, like they did last night, too. So, good for them. All right, quick break. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Except for the Springsteen song part. Otherwise, he nailed it on the music. Thank you, Justin. Nailed it on the music. Diane sang Justin's music selections today have hit the mark. Love of country. Thank you. So appreciate that. Well done. President Trump just spoke a few moments ago at the in the clubhouse at the New York Yankees at the Yankee Stadium. Spoke to the players, and now he's shaking hands with each player. This is what he said. Take a listen.
Steinberg was a great friend of mine, the whole family. It's a great family, and Randy is wonderful, and I will say you're going to win. George used to come for some reason. I don't know what it was. We won every time I came. Randy, is that right? Every time we came, we'd win a game, and he'd call me. He was out. You think that was easy sitting with him for a game? It wasn't. It was brutal. You were exhausted at the end, but he won, and you're going to win. You're going to go all the way. And you'll get in the playoff, and I think you're going to do... I think we'll start off... How about tonight? We'll start from tonight on. And you're going to do well. Randy was telling me, the Boston Red Sox came to the Oval Office. They wanted to come. So I said, what am I going to do? Say no? So, and they won 15 games in a row.
Yeah, that was bad news. We're changing the luck here right now, Mr.
We're
going to
change it right now. So I just want to wish you guys a lot of luck. You're great players. I know every one of you. Let me shake hands around here. Come on.
There you go. And he sounds like he's in a great mood and ready to go. Ready to go and ready to watch the game. So that's good stuff right there by the president. Good stuff indeed. But I know this is hard on him, obviously. Losing Charlie Kirk, he was a great friend of the president, and this is tough. But he's optimistic, and you can see Lee Zeldin's with him. The EPA administrator, who, of course, ran for governor of New York and was a New York congressman. So he's at the game with them tonight. President Bush, of course, also went to the Yankee game, if you remember, throughout the first pitch after 9/11. And I remember back then, too, they were all worried about the security and whether or not President Bush would have to wear a bulletproof vest. It's hard to believe that that was a conversation back then. Like, now you wouldn't even think twice about it. Of course he would. But they were worried. You know, George W. Bush, President Bush, was a baseball player in college, and he almost went pro. So he didn't want to wear a bulletproof vest because it would affect his pitching. But I think ultimately the Secret Service won, and he wore one. But you can only imagine the security there. No doubt about that. Bernie Sanders said Charlie Kirk was incredibly effective, and he disagreed with him. But he said political violence has no place in this country, and if it continues, it will wreck democracy. You know, I personally think that what Charlie Kirk said about we have to get back to is being able to have a reasonable disagreement where violence is not an option. Yeah, for reasonable people, that's true. But remember something. It's easy to assume that somebody who would shoot Charlie Kirk is crazy. It's easy to make that assumption. But I'm not so sure about that. Because in order to pull this off, it takes a lot of time. It takes... It's different from a crazy guy on a train stabbing somebody. It's different. It's the same thing with Thomas Crooks and Butler. And I think Ryan Routh, who's acting crazy in court, the would-be Trump assassin in Florida, I think, you know, that's kind of a game here. You have to question whether or not these people are insane or these are political actors. And the reason why I keep bringing up the left's use of rhetoric is not because it's heated political rhetoric. There's nothing wrong with heated political rhetoric. In fact, heated political rhetoric is a good thing, I think. It's healthy for our republic. But when you're calling people Nazis and fascists, then certain people who view themselves as freedom fighters think then that they're taking out evil. And then when you've got people like Ilhan Omar coming out there and saying, well, Charlie Kirk doesn't deserve any accolades because he questioned George Floyd's death and he didn't want Juneteenth. It's almost like, well, he had this coming. And then what Matthew Dowd said about, well, can't say those things and not expect that something like this could happen. Then you might get people who are people who believe in a certain cause and then they want to exact political violence. It's different than just saying rhetoric that's going to motivate a crazy person, because for the most part, crazy people can't pull stuff like this off because they're crazy. Now, that's not to say that Lee Harvey Oswald, for example, or John Wilkes Booth or anybody else may not have had a little bit of a screw loose. But I think for the most part, you understand the distinction between a random guy on the subway who kills that poor woman and then somebody who plans a carefully orchestrated assassination. There's a difference there. That guy on the subway would not be able to pull something like this off on the campus of a university. He would not have the mental ability and the focus and the patience and the planning and everything else because he's nuts. So he'll do a random act of terror, but it's not going to be the kind of convoluted planning that's required. The same thing with Thomas Crooks and the same thing with Ryan Routh. It's a certain amount of patience and persistence and planning that is required of somebody that would have a much clearer state of mind. So their motivation is a motivation of evil, but it's a motivation that is, in their mind at least, maybe stopping evil. Again, we don't know because Thomas Crooks is dead and Ryan Routh is playing the crazy guy role in court. And we don't know anything about the guy who shot Charlie Kirk. But we can certainly make assumptions about that. Oh, some breaking news. Bolsonaro has been convicted of attempting a coup in Brazil. Sure, President Trump will not be happy about that. Sentenced to 27 years in prison. President Trump has routinely said he is a political prisoner and what they're doing to him in Brazil because they wanted to target him. So we'll have more on that for you tomorrow. Hopefully when the show ends tonight, I mean, at some point, I would hope that we'll get some answers on all of this. They've been telling us for hours and hours that they were going to have this briefing, and they're not doing that. So, yeah, you know, I don't know. I just I'm upset that they have not given us anything this entire afternoon. It's been frustrating. And by the way, President Trump is calling into Fox and Friends tomorrow. I think he's calling in, or maybe he's going live on set. I don't know. Maybe he's spending the night in New York. But either way, he'll be talking to Fox and Friends tomorrow, and we'll grab some audio of that for you and share it with you tomorrow during the show, and whatever updates come in after that. So Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla is up next. Have a great rest of your night. I know these have been some trying days for all of us, but hang in there. Give your kids a kiss. Hug the ones you love. Say a prayer. God bless America. And thank you for listening.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.